This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
You know what, Michael? I'm sorry. What? I was reminded of the best point. I can't believe I didn't respond to you this way. Your whole mumbo jumbo you just did about Don getting some simple eggs at an IHOP.
Right.
Just work with me here. What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
Applebee's?
No, fast food. You don't know what a fast food restaurant is? That's fast food at Jay's. Well,
Dairy Queen, Burger King.
Burger King. And what's your favorite item at Burger King?
Chicken sandwich.
Burger King, Michael. What are you doing?
So you ridicule Don for getting pancakes at an IHOP, but your favorite meal is the chicken at the Burger King.
Yeah, but you know what? Burger
Shame.
King is not properly named because they sell a variety of items. For the most part, the International House of Pancakes sells pancakes.
You know,
they have other things on the menu.
You need to get reacquainted with the IHOP menu. The laminated beauty that is.
I've been acquainted with the IHOP menu.
But Michael, listen, I'm going to give you an opportunity here.
You're not getting it. I'm not giving
that,
into you.
To say that you know you're arguing out of your you-know-what. You know there's no difference.
No, I'm not arguing out of my you-know-what.
This menu, I'm looking at it right now. It's a thing of beauty. There's so much on here. There's so much besides pancakes. You got milkshakes. You got omelets. You got Eggs Benedict. You got burrito bowls.
But don't you,
crepes,
you even ask Don yourself,
chicken sandwiches.
Right? Why wouldn't you like order the eggs and a little short stack?
That's what a caller said. I knew the reason. The reason is because Don was just with his Sifu working out. He's trying to take care of himself. He doesn't want to waste calories and carbohydrates. So you know what I had for breakfast today? I was out with the dogs to get a little exercise for the boys. And I wanted to like think over a few things and listen to a podcast. I went to the old VN Diner here on the Upper West Side.
Right.
Sat outside with the dogs. Guess what I ordered, Don? A delightful omelet with jalapenos, onions, and peppers. And I sat there and ate my omelet.
Like a gentleman.
Like a healthy
that's
gentleman.
That's okay. That's the VN Diner.
Well, if you
this
know any...
This is the International House of Pancakes, not IHO.
But you order chicken at not just any burger restaurant. It's the king of burgers. He is the king of burgers.
And if you notice, Michael, if you want to be up, but take the deep dive. They've rebranded to specifically IHOP. They don't refer to it as the International House of Pancakes anymore because it's more than just a hamburger.
No, they stopped.
What does it stand for?
But they don't refer to themselves as the International House of Pancakes. They just refer to it as IHOP because they rebranded themselves as something other than just a pancake house.
Well, when I go to Dairy Queen, right, I order something with dairy in it. I don't order a hot dog. I order something with dairy in it at Dairy Queen.
They had the delightful Blazers as part of the Dairy Queen that did have great hamburgers and hot dogs.
I'm going to need you.
I don't know if you realize it, guys. Don and I, we're different.
But
there's right and there's wrong. That's the difference.
But I'm going to need you in this case. I'm going to need you to just take the L.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah, the Burger King.
The Burger King thing was the end. You get chicken at Burger King. Don gets eggs at IHOP. Everyone's fine.
Listen, you're so wrong. You'd be a terrible defense attorney. I like the chicken at Burger King. I've had burgers at Burger King.
But what's your favorite?
I happen to like the chicken at Burger King.
Okay, wow. That's great. But what your response to
but
that?
But it's not like when I'm in the mood for chicken, I don't go to Burger King. I'll go to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
But that you're reversing the argument, and I disagree. First of all, I'm watching Better Call Saul right now, all right? I know exactly. I'm Saul Goodman. I'm backing you into a corner. If we were to do a vote right now, is this argument over? I think 90% of our listeners would say the argument is over. Michael has no right to ridicule Don for eating eggs at an IHOP when he himself orders chicken at the Burger King.
Right. And
it's over. The argument is over.
The Burger King.
Because he's
an individual. It's not the Burger King.
Well, no. Because that's
I'm trying to
emphasize that he's the king of burgers.
And also, TJ reminds us on Twitter, it's not just Burger King. What is Burger King the home of?
The Whopper?
The Whopper.
Burger King.
Right.
Home of the Whopper.
Oh, you don't order the Whopper? You order the original chicken sandwich? How dare you? Come on.
Yeah, but I don't like the Whopper. Don likes pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Now you're reaching. Now you hear what that is?
I like pancakes. I also like eggs. And they made a delightful omelet for me.
That's what you are. You started this whole argument for no reason.
Why can't you just peacefully?
I just don't understand. We apologized to you earlier because we
got it wrong.
We were asking you to take the L.
I'm not. Well, you're
wrong.
I'll order pancakes.
As Alan Hahn would say, you'd lose the argument every time.
Every time. Every single time.
Well, wait a second. Wait. You know, I've got people backing me up.
Who?
Where's that? Here, let's go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, talk to us, Joe. Joe, what do you got?
Hi, gentlemen. How's everybody?
Hey there.
Yeah, great.
Listen, I understand all three of your points and opinions on this IHOP issue. My point is, if you go to Peter Luger's, you shouldn't order pork chops.
Why not?
You should order a steak. If you go to the International House of Pancakes, you should order pancakes, just like you should order steak at Peter Luger's. But then again, both these places offer dishes than what they're known for, plain and simple.
Well
said.
Well, thanks for being all over the place.
Yeah, no, I mean, first of all, Peter Luger has a lot of delicious items. I mean, you might just want to go there just for the schlug. You know what I mean? There's so many delightful things to get there. Second of all, IHOP is so into their non-pancake food. They temporarily called themselves IHOB, the International House of Burgers, so they could get people to focus on the delicious burgers they
make.
And people freaked out.
Remember?
That's right.
Freaked out. But listen, IHOP is essentially now a glorified diner. So if you go there in the evening, okay, order a burger, whatever. You go in there for breakfast, how are you not ordering a pancake? How? How is that possible?
Because some people, you're hungry. You're driving around. It's the morning. You're in the mood for breakfast food. But you're trying to be healthy. You see an IHOP. You go, IHOP. They sell a lot of breakfast food, but I shouldn't eat pancakes because I just had myself a good workout. You know what, though? Good thing they have a full, delicious breakfast menu. I'll just get myself an omelet. Don, you could even get an egg white omelet.
That's right.
Keep it as healthy as you can. Mm-hmm. A little coffee, call it a day, and go home. What's wrong with that? Why is he obligated to order a pancake when he walks into the IHOP?
Because that's my belief. And if you don't like it, too bad.
But it's not their belief. They wouldn't even support you.
You're everything that's wrong with this country. You are everything that's wrong with this country. I am proving a point. The point is proven. Everyone out there with a brain cell knows it's over. Don and I were wrong earlier. We immediately backed off and apologized. You are standing on principle when you know you are wrong. It's sad. It's really sad that it's happening, and it's a nutshell. We are just looking into the soul of this troubled nation through this argument that you're making. Do the right thing, Michael. Say, I've thought about it. You make a great point. Sometimes I go to restaurants, and I don't order the thing that the restaurant's known for. I understand where you're coming from. I rescind my argument. We give you the floor.
Tom, can I have some music, please? I'm going to need the music. There we go. I've given this some thought, and the more I think about it, the more I'm entrenched with my take. Order pancakes at IHOP.
You know what? You deserve every Twitter troll you get, because you're no different. You are everything that's wrong with this country. It's sad.
But even IHOP wouldn't agree with him.
No.
And he's arguing in their benefit, he thinks. And they disagree.
No, you know what they're going to do, though? They're going to hear about this conversation. You know what they're going to do? We need to send Michael K. some food. We'll get nothing, but they're going to send him eggs, burgers, desserts, all going to get shipped to Michael's house in boxes so they can convince the precious voice of the Yankees that IHOP is about more than just a pancake. Meanwhile, Don and I already know the truth about what IHOP's capable of.
If I'm going to have something other than pancakes, I'm going to go someplace other than IHOP. I am.
What's IHOP?
The amount of mistakes that you make. You know, you've got
You know what? And they're all on the table.
You can
jump
on everything I do? Okay. Let's move on. Big win for the Mets yesterday. Great outing by Senga. Another big blowout by the Yankees. They win 10-2. Another Judge home run. He has 18. Isaiah Kanafaleva with 4 hits. All good. All good stuff. And the NBA Finals are starting on Thursday. So we're looking forward to that. I'll give you my early pick because that's the way I roll. The Heat have no chance against the Nuggets. None. Zero. So call in and scream all you want, Griffin. It's over. It's over. The magical carpet ride is over. The Nuggets just match up better against the Heat than vice versa. And I just don't see how Adebayo is going to stop the big man for the Nuggets. So I take the Nuggets. You guys think anything differently?
I've got Nuggets in five as well. I think the magic carpet ride ends here. This is going to be a different defensive beast. This is going to be a different superstar caliber player in Jokic. And I just think it's Denver's time, right? They kind of paid their dues already. They went to the conference final in the bubble. They've been the best team in the West for a while now, and I think they've been the best team all year in the West, and right now are a better team than the Heat. So I like the way they're talking. They're not disrespecting the Heat whatsoever. How could you with a win against the Celtics and the Bucks, two of the best teams in the NBA this year? But I think it ends now, and it ends in five.
Yeah, I'm. Listen, I feel like a fool. I do not want to be part of the bulletin board material of the Miami Heat. All the media counts us out every single round, and then we go on and win again, and they do, and they deserve every bit of props for what they've done. And listen, I think we would all agree that if there was a team to shock you in this next round, it would be the Miami Heat, because they seem to do it over and over again. But based on what you watched the Nuggets do to the Lakers, who were really rolling when they met them in the conference finals, and just to see the way they handled them, and granted, the Lakers played relatively close, but just never felt like they had a chance. I'm sorry, it's hard for me to picture, as great as Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent and these role players have been, it's hard for me to picture Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo doing enough to beat a all-time great like Jokic in the absolute prime of his life. I'm going to give the Heat a little more respect, and I'm going to call it 4-2, call it a six-game series for the Nuggets.
Now, I'll surprise you a little bit, guys. If I was going to make a bet, I'd bet the Heat tomorrow. That's a long layoff for the Nuggets. There's no way that you can approximate game speed or anything like that. So now the Nuggets are 8.5-point favorites in game one. I'll take the 8.5 for the Heat. And the Nuggets to win the series -425. So I think the Heat, if they're going to grab a game, they're going to grab game one. I know it's in Denver, and maybe they're tired, but I think it's better to be tired and satisfied than to be bloated and over-rested. And right now, I think the Nuggets are going to be over-rested. And I've seen it zap a lot of teams.
Yeah.
There's no way that you could play 5-on-5 basketball in practice like that.
Yeah, rust versus rest, right? That's always the question. And it does affect teams that have long layoffs. I think eventually Denver will get their sea legs back, but I don't hate that take, Michael. I can see Miami winning and then the Nuggets winning the next four, or maybe the Nuggets not being able to cover the spread for that reason. I mean, the same thing's going on in the Stanley Cup final between Vegas and the Florida Panthers. Panthers haven't played in a while either, and I think that's gonna hurt a lot worse, because they're on the road for the series, you know, so they could end up losing a couple of games here, and that's why I like the Golden Knights. I think it's their time to win the cup. But layoffs, you do see it a lot sometimes come back to haunt you, and I just can't think of a chance for the Heat to be able to win the series. But they could definitely take advantage of game one.
All right, let's take some phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. Alex in Union. Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time calling in here.
What's up?
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
So I wanted to call about Barnwell's point. I actually disagree with it on two different levels. First being that I think the Jets are going to be really good this year. I think with their defense, the coaching staff being very solid, hopefully getting Breece Hall back, and, you know, obviously Rodgers, I think they're going to be a really solid team. But I disagree with it also, and this kind of resonates with me because I'm a Jaguars fan. You know, I think he's saying basically, if you're not the Chiefs, Bills, or Bengals for the next 5, 7, however many years, you really can't compete for a title. And, you know, what kind of approach is that for any type of team? And I think, you know, being that the Jets got Rodgers, I think it puts him right in contention. But I think it's stupid to just say if you don't have Patrick Mahomes on your team, you really have no chance in the AFC. That's a bad take.
Well, also, Alex, the decision the Jets had to make, now you could say they gave up too much, but if they didn't make the deal, they would go into the season with Zach Wilson, who, by the way, today, if you believe the play-by-play of 7-on-7s, was awful in practice, throwing ducks, throwing things away. I mean, it's just not good. They would have been going into the season with Zach Wilson, or maybe another quarterback, but not Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers was supposed to make them better. I'm sorry. Supposed to make them better. Were we supposed to not make the deal? What does Bill Barnwell want them? Not make the deal and have Zach Wilson as the quarterback. And all of us are talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo had foot surgery. We don't know if he's going to sign now with the Raiders. That contract is voided if he's not able to play. So imagine if the Jets had signed him and then he had the foot surgery. We'd be going crazy. The only other option was Derek Carr. That's it. That was the only one.
But
wouldn't you take a chance on Rodgers?
But I do think it's a lazy take that, you know, everything's got to go through Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Buffalo. Well, for a time it was just Buffalo and Kansas City, and then all of a sudden Cincinnati makes it to a Super Bowl. I mean, the door can swing open here at any point, and you have no chance, none chance, if you don't have a legitimate quarterback. Now, it's going to be hard to navigate, and I think Baltimore is going to be a beast, and I think Denver is going to be better. What if Sean Payton finds what was wrong with Wilson, and Wilson becomes something that he was in Seattle? And what if LA figures it out with Chargers with a great quarterback? I mean, there's a lot of teams. It's really going to be a mishmash of and you don't have any chance if you don't have a quarterback. And now they have a quarterback, so it's kind of lazy to say, oh, they got no chance, because how are you going to get through Burrow, Allen, and Kansas City with Mahomes? Well, what has Buffalo done? Well, why is Buffalo the team they have to go through? Well,
and every
when are they going to crack the code finally?
Right. Every year a team takes a step back, and every year a team takes a step forward, right? At least one of each. The question is this the year that the Jets are the team to take that step forward? Evidence would suggest, and I would bet if you were to poll everyone, people would guess in the AFC the team that takes a step forward is the New York Jets.
I mean, and I know it's a different sport, but was anybody thinking it was going to be anybody other than Philadelphia, Boston, and Milwaukee making it out of the East? And then all of a sudden, Miami. So who knows? You don't know. It's going to be very difficult just because the whole conference is tough. Not just the fact that for some reason, the Chiefs, the Bengals, and the Bills are the gifted ones that are guaranteed to go to a Super Bowl. I can see Buffalo taking a step back. I can. That division is going
to
be a beast,
Fred.
By the way.
Fred?
Hi, Fred.
Yes. Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking the call. Just a quick shout out to Mr. Rosberg before we start, who may be the funniest man on the show. And if the hours were scored like a prize fight with a 10-point must, I think Peter would win almost every round.
Oh, I'm Mr. Rosberg. Well, thank you very much, Fred. I appreciate that.
Wow.
You're welcome, Peter. I retired 3 years ago. You guys have been my link to sanity the last 3 years, every afternoon. You're terrific. I love your show.
Thank you.
I do have, I'll save the IHOP thing for another time when I call, but the one point I wanted to make about the Yankees, this week there's been a lot of talk about the regular season versus the playoffs and the championship and the World Series and what's more important than what. And I grew up watching the Yankees. I've won a lot of World Series. To me anymore, the World Series is not that important. What's important to me is winning the American League East. What's important to me is having a great season and watching great Yankee teams. And I've been blessed to watch the Jeter career, and I feel very lucky to have seen that. And now I'm getting to see Judge, and I'm hoping I get to see all of his career if I stick around long enough. But yeah, World Series, that's not the way I judge the success of the Yankees team anymore. I did when I was younger. Now it's win the American League East, finish ahead of Boston. I'm a happy man.
Well, I think it could be both, Fred. I mean, if you're a Yankee fan, you want to see them win the World Series. But, I mean, I think it's folly when people say, I don't even care what happens in the regular season. Well, then you missed 62 home runs and an epic season by Judge last year because you don't care. But to say you don't care if they win the World Series, that's
yeah,
cool
he's
too.
He took the point way to the other side.
Right,
like,
right.
I can't agree with that. Listen, enjoy the regular season, but you know, you could still be disappointed in not winning the championship. Nobody's telling you not to be disappointed, but to be like the caller a couple of days or yesterday, like, oh, the regular season doesn't mean anything. We only care about the postseason. You're missing a lot of good baseball.
I mean, and also it's just like, how often, even if you're a fantastic team that wins a championship all the time, what does all the time mean? It's not all the time. It's you're talking about if you're a great team, what, every decade? I mean, every couple of decades, the Yankees have given you as much joy as anyone could possibly hope for. I mean, 09's not that long ago, but you want to throw away the last 14 years?
They keep going back to the 4 and 5. Those days are over. The game's different. The money is different. The allocation of the money is different. Revenue sharing. You're seeing a different brand of baseball than you saw years ago. Michael, I could be proven wrong. I don't think you're going to see too many teams in the near future rattling off 3-4 championships in a row or 4 championships in 5 years. Peter's right. You're going to win a championship, and you might go a decade without one. This is kind of the way it is. I know the Yankees were special, and they're still very special as far as their history is concerned, but the way the game is structured, the way sports are now, we've got 2 8 seeds competing for championships in the NHL and the NBA. Parity has hit sports. So when you have that kind of parity, you're not going to have the dominance of the same teams winning every year. It's a different world now where the Torontos are competitive and the San Diego is supposed to be competitive with the money that they've spent, Michael. The San Diego Padres. There's one professional sports franchise in San Diego left, and it's the Padres. And look at their payroll. And they're not winning with it, by the way.
Get with it, people.
Let's go to Joe in Maryland. Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Just a quick shout-out. I'm doing good. Two things. I noticed on some games this weekend where the players are wearing advertisements on their uniforms. I've never seen that before. Is that something that's going to go across sports? Are the Yankees planning on doing that also?
Well, I'm sure that if somebody comes up with the right amount of money, it's certainly been okayed by Major League Baseball. I mean, the Mets have ads for New York Presbyterian on their uniform, and every single NBA team except for the Knicks, I think, has an ad on their uniform. And the reason the Knicks don't is they're not getting the price they want. And if I'm the Yankee, I mean, I know what Yankee fans are going to say, how do you desecrate the uniform? If I own the Yankees, I'd have blinking neon lights on the sleeves if I could make money. The uniform's still pristine. Every other team's going to do it. Why should the Yankees not?
Yeah,
but Yankees have held firm, though. The Yankees will not sell the naming rights to the stadium. They refuse to do it, and they could probably get an unbelievable amount of money. But they think the name Yankee Stadium is iconic, and they don't want to ruin it. But I would say that sleeve, probably up for bid, and if you make the right number, you probably can get on that sleeve.
The stadium's even the dumber one, though, because they could easily still call it, they could still add, you know, Chase Stadium, Yankee Stadium.
Well, that's what Madison Square Garden does. Everything is Chase. You know, but
that's actually, to me, easier than the jersey logo, honestly.
Well, I'll tell you why coming up, why it would be hypocritical if the Yankees did put an ad.
Ooh, on the jersey. What a tease.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
So a caller just asked us, you know, would the Yankees ever put ads on their sleeve? Well, it's allowed by Major League Baseball. The Mets have done it. A lot of teams have done it. The Yankees have held out so far. But I'm sure that there's a price where they would say, okay, let's put an ad on the uniform. But Don, when we went to break, said he's against it for a certain reason.
I think it would be hypocritical because they are the one franchise that will not put names on the back. It's about the team, not the player. And we're talking about some significant names. Ruth, Garrick, DiMaggio, Mantle, Barra, Jeter. We're not above that NY and those pinstripes and those road grays. They're the one team that didn't buy into the whole ridiculous fad of having 17 different uniform combinations to bastardize the whole idea of the uniform, redefine the word. So if those teams like the Mets, they got their black jerseys, they got their orange jerseys, they got their pinstripe jerseys, you want to throw on an ad, what's the difference? But if you're the Yankees, and outside of the ridiculous players weekend, which is the worst idea in the history of anything, never, ever, ever change their uniforms because it's supposed to be about that.
But you're wrong. Okay. I mean, there's a Nike swoosh on their uniform.
Well, because Nike makes the jersey.
No, but they've never had anything on their uniform, and Nike's making the jersey, and they demand that every team has a swoosh on the uniform.
That's different. You can't do anything about that.
Well, but aren't they in the money making business?
No, but when you this make, but you made the contract, the they're in the money making business. They can have a third jersey. They'd sell tons of jerseys if they had a silver home jersey. Believe me, they wouldn't be able to keep them on the shelves. These JoJo's are buying Judge jerseys with Judge on the back.
But Don, their jerseys are one of the top sellers without having to do the bogus jerseys.
But they would make even more, but they don't, and I respect that. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it would be kind of hypocritical, Michael, that they have decided that their uniform is different.
Hypocritical is where you lose me.
No, how is it what?
Hypocritical? They don't have the names on the back. That would be part of the uniform.
They don't put the names on the back. They don't have a third jersey. They hold that jersey in a certain regard.
But this is a business.
I understand it's a business, Michael.
And if a business gives you $20 million to put, the Boston Celtics have Vista print on their jersey. That's sacred jersey.
Well, that's a decision that they made. But they also have a black home jersey. They have a green home jersey. They have a white home jersey. There's so many. They've bastardized the jersey. Right, and very few teams have not made that change. Like I said, I'm the biggest Met fan going, Michael. I hate the black jerseys. I hate how they change it up with the sometimes they're home with just white, sometimes pinstripe. So that doesn't matter. The uniform doesn't matter. The consistency doesn't matter. So if you want to sell your soul, fine. But the Yankees made the effort that they were going to be different. They're not going to have names on the back. They're not going to change their jerseys. So now Judge can't have his name on the jerseys, but IHOP can if they spend the right amount of money?
You're not changing the name on the jersey.
Well, I believe it would be hypocritical.
But how's it hip? They allowed Nike to put a swoosh on the jersey.
They had no choice. They couldn't deny that. Nike said that we're making the jerseys. There's got to be a swoosh. They couldn't do anything about it. But they would be making a conscious decision to sell ads on that space. DiMaggio couldn't get his name on the back. But Burger King can? I just think because of the stand that they made, you put yourself in a really tough spot.
That's an interesting take by Don.
Yeah, I hear what he's saying, but I don't quite buy it.
Well, but why don't they have a third jersey? Everybody else has a third jersey. The Diamondbacks have 27 different versions, and every one of them is awful.
The Yankee hat is sacrosanct, right? Well, there's a new era logo on the side of it now. People went nuts. You don't even see it.
But what
now.
Are you
People
supposed
don't
to do?
It's there.
Because they make the hat, and so there's certain demands.
So let's say the Red Sox and the Blue Jays and every team in their division is getting $5 to $6 to $10 million to put something on their sleeve. Right. You want to compete. So you want to make the same money.
Then,
has nothing to do with the name on the back.
Well,
they
want to make the same money. They can have a black home jersey and be. They want to be consistent. The Red
Sox.
But
they do. They do cash in on that. They sell jerseys with names on the back. You have a problem with that too.
But
they have the blue batting practice.
But everybody knows to get that authentic jersey, you change the. Everybody's going to want the Red Sox jersey and the black Celtics jersey. Like, and they wear them on the court. The Knicks. I mean, the Knicks have one of the great logos and jerseys of all time, and all of a sudden they have black jerseys and blue jerseys, and orange jerseys. Like, they change it up. But the Yankees made the decision, and a financial one, a negative financial decision, that they're not going to play that game. Because they want that jersey to mean something and not going to bastardize it with a third alternative jersey. Same thing. Nobody's saying they can't compete with all the other teams in the division that change up their jerseys. So why can't the same consistency be on the ad? They've put themselves where they hold that jersey a certain regard, and it would be hypocritical to then sell space on.
You know what? They might feel just as you feel. They haven't sold it. The Mets have sold it. They have not. They feel the same way. I don't agree. I would sell it. If you could get $10 million or $20 million and pay half of Aaron Judge's contract, I would do it.
All right.
I would do it.
But then
but I'm different.
But then I can understand a Yankee fan saying that they've kind of sold their soul because they've told us that jersey's special by not having a third jersey and not having names on the back. But now you give me $20 million.
You've crossed the Rubicon with the Nike logo and the New Era logo.
Well, that's why we talk about the beards and everything, Michael, is that you have to make a conscious decision. Do you want to keep up with the Joneses or not? And so far they've said, no, we're good. We're the New York Yankees. We don't have to do that. Because we'll still sell our jerseys and we'll do what we have to do, but we are going to keep that. That's what makes them special. That's what I really, I'm no Yankee fan, but I respect that. that they, because I'm a big Jersey guy, and it really just makes me sick that none of these teams have any respect for their own traditions, their own logos. They'll change anything to make a buck. The Yankees won't. But then it would kind of feel a little hypocritical. Again, it's not, it wouldn't be wrong, but it, to me, it just comes across a little hypocritical. But if you give me $20 million, you know, McDonald's gets to be on there.
Yeah, that is. So, Michael, if they were, let's say that they said they decided to go with McDonald's on the jersey, mm-hmm. and they said, well, right. since we're doing that now, we're also going to have names on the back of our road jerseys. We've already, now that we've bastardized the jersey, we're going a different direction altogether. Would you accept that? Are you
no,
still?
Because the names on the back of the jersey is a big deal. It's different than everybody else. This would be what everybody else is doing, and that's what makes the Yankee uniform special, is that they don't have names on the back of the uniform. Putting a logo on the side of a sleeve, to me,
that's not,
doesn't do
but
anything.
But it's what a bummer it is for fans. Fans would actually enjoy having the name of a player on a jersey. No interest in a McDonald's logo.
But that's not what makes the Yankees special, that they don't have names on the back of the jersey. Names don't go on the back of the jersey because the jersey's already special.
They've had patches on their uniform already. They've had patches for the 75th anniversary of baseball, the 100th anniversary of baseball. They've had patches.
Well, special
that they didn't make any
I think
money.
Everybody.
So now the fact that they would make money, that would put you over the edge.
Oh, but so you're comparing a logo in which you're going to make money to, like, a black armband or celebrating an anniversary of a championship?
I'm not saying the black arm. I just told you they had a 75th anniversary
right.
patch for baseball.
But that's
a 100th
fine.
Anniversary patch. I didn't even bring up the black armband or the numbers when people die. That's not my point.
But
my point is they've had things on the sleeve.
Right.
They had when the Yankee Stadium closed, they had the last year of
right.
the Yankee
on
Stadium.
Special
Don't you think
occasions.
That sold jerseys?
Again, special occasions that weren't necessarily for money, but they wanted to honor the anniversaries of championships and the passing of great players or the closing of iconic buildings. But for $20 million, Massengill can be on there.
That's an interesting
right, so,
choice. I like
so
what you're saying.
There are, Kofi just pointed out, the Yankees are going to have a Nike City Connect jersey either in 24 or 25. So is that going to, people's heads are going to explode?
Disgusted. Cause
I don't
not,
like it.
Not
I hate
one
it
of those City Connect jerseys are any good.
Well, that's
They're
the reason.
Gross
that's
and
why
disgusting.
It's bad.
No, it's not true. The Miami Marlins is beautiful. It's better than their regular uniform.
The Cubs ones are
much
putrid.
Better.
Dodgers are god-awful. The Giants look like a creamsicle.
I hate the Angels one.
I'm complimenting the Yankees. I love that. What we've done to uniforms in sports. Even so, the Jerry Seinfeld joke doesn't even work anymore, that we're rooting for the laundry. We're not even doing that anymore. Michael, I turn on an NBA game. Sometimes it takes me 5 minutes to figure out who's playing. I should be able to turn on a game and know exactly who's playing just based on the uniforms. I can't even do that anymore. Hockey, basketball, it's ridiculous. You turn it on, who's playing? I can't even tell. There's times the Knicks were playing like the Cavaliers during the regular season. The Cavaliers had more orange than the Knicks did. I didn't even know who was the Knicks. I should be able to turn a game on in the Garden, and I should be able to figure out instantaneously what team's the Knicks. If it takes me 30 seconds to figure it out, something's wrong. I hate what they've done in sports. The logo is supposed to be so important, yet they'll change it to nickel and diamond. It's no fun at all, and I respect the Yankees for standing their ground, and I'd be very disappointed if they went with the City Connect jerseys, a third jersey, and certainly putting an ad on a jersey.
Let's go to Ron in Staten Island. Ron.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
Got it.
I have a question to Don, the director Don. I know he spoke in the past about, and you're speaking now about names on the back of a jersey. And he's really critical and passionate that you shouldn't buy a jersey with a name on it, especially a Yankee jersey. But I'd like him to speak on if you had two children working two jobs and you couldn't afford the $250 authentic jersey. Can he buy a jersey with a name on the back?
Do they have to have a jersey?
Why not? They're Yankee fans.
But a 99 with a judge on the back looks silly.
I'll let Don finish, but one thing, Ron. If you go to Fanatics, the jerseys without names on them cost the same as the jerseys with names on them. It used to be an old thing. It's not anymore. You can get jerseys with no names on them for the same
amount
of money.
They may still be too expensive,
but
not more expensive.
It's not. They're both expensive, but they're not more expensive. What Don would also say, if why not just buy T-shirts with 99 and Judge? That's a T-shirt. Or batting practice jersey. But a Yankee jersey doesn't have a name on it.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
I think there is.
It's not a Yankee jersey.
You want to buy a jersey, they don't put their name on the back for a reason. So if you're a big fan, why would you want to have the name on the back?
It's for a 12-year-old kid.
Well, teach him.
Teach
him. I root for a team that doesn't put the name on the back. So why would you want the name on the back?
The number 99 jersey is a Judge jersey.
Because you don't have the money to spend for it.
But we just
told you. It's the same amount of money. It's the same amount of money, Ron. So why wouldn't... It's the same amount of money. So why wouldn't you buy the jersey that's real?
If that's the case, then you would buy that.
Right, exactly.
When you look at... When you're looking at an authentic jersey, and if you look on some of these stores, the MLB, they're $200 expensive.
Oh, of course. I'm not going to ask you to spend more money, but
I don't want anybody to spend more money. But I'm just telling you, if you go to Fanatics, you can get a jersey without a name on the back. It's the same as a jersey with the name on the back. 2 years ago, you would not have been able to.
And listen,
authentic jersey.
I'm really like a Neanderthal that's going to make fun of a 12-year-old. That have I ever done that, Michael? But a big fat guy with a 99 road gray with Judge on the back's a moron. I'm sorry.
How about the guy with three that says Ruth?
Yeah, come on. Give me a break. Not a fan, a moron.
But it's half the stadium, guys.
It's really. There's a lot of morons.
He's right. Peter's right.
Because
they just don't know. They're ignorant. And when I say ignorant, not stupid, just ignorant on the subject. Study up on the team you root for, okay? Why don't you read a book on the team? I've read more Yankee books than most Yankee fans.
Yeah, but you're a lunatic.
I'm a lunatic, but if you're supposed to be a fan, you go out there and buy a jersey. I want to be a part of the team, and you put Judge on the back of 99. I can't figure out who 99 is. Would I confuse him for Wayne Gretzky? I didn't know Mark Gastineau played for the Yankees. Mark Gastineau played for the Yankees. I want to get that jersey.
Hey, enter the ESPN.
I respect the team more than the fans do.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The point's gone.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
Your whole mumbo jumbo you just did about Don getting some simple eggs at an IHOP. What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
Dairy Queen, Burger King.
Burger King. And what's your favorite item at Burger King?
Chicken sandwich.
Burger King, Michael. What are you doing?
So you ridicule Don for getting pancakes at an IHOP, but your favorite meal is the chicken at the Burger King.
Well, that was the point, God, for today. Peter's been winning a lot lately. I think Don had better points. What are you going to do?
What was better than that? Oh, of course you do. I mean, come on. But it's rare, Don, when you have such an efficient argument ender. You know what I mean?
No, I get it, but don't make a good point after 5:30.
What was your point after 5? The jersey?
That was considered.
It was considered.
Yeah.
The jersey sponsorship?
I kind of went on, had a nice argument with Michael.
The sacrosanct Yankee jersey. Yeah, that's a good argument, too.
That's all right.
All right, so
I'm
let's,
happy for Peter.
Let's look at, let's allow Don over the final minutes of the 5 o'clock hour to argue with a robot. So chat GPT, they named the best players in New York since 2000. Jeter number one, Eli number two, Brodeur number three, Lundqvist number four, A-Rod number five, David Wright number six, seven is Melo, eight is Jason Kidd, nine is Josh Allen. All of a sudden they expand to Buffalo. And then Odell Beckham Jr. is 10. Don, you take exception.
Well, how could you not take exception? The list is putrid. So Odell Beckham Jr. is on the list and Michael Strahan's not?
And Moe's not.
And Mariano Rivera's not? Then you think, all right, maybe the bot didn't take into consideration if your career started deep into the 90s. Well, it included Derek Jeter, and he's number one. So why wouldn't Michael Strahan, who played from in the 2000s all the way to winning a Super Bowl in 2007, he broke the sack record in the 2000s. He played 8 of his seasons in the NFL post-2000. Where's Jacob DeGrom, who won 2 Cy Youngs? Where's Darrell Revis? I'm sorry, Odell Beckham Jr. is not going to the Hall of Fame. David Wright's not going to the Hall of Fame. You know where Darrell Revis is going? Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's getting a yellow jacket, man.
Sure he is.
Or gold. But my point is, that list, even though it's AI, awful.
So you're saying our world's in trouble if these are the things that are taking over the
and
world.
And not only that, Allen Iverson should be embarrassed by it. That's how bad it is. Iverson should be offended.
AI,
that's right.
It, sure.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not infallible. Am I wrong, Michael? Are my points taken here? What did you think of the list?
I'm in lockstep with you. I'm in lockstep.
I mean, doesn't Mo have to be ahead of Jeter? Their careers essentially started the same at the time, and one went into the Hall of Fame with 100% of the vote. And so shouldn't he be ahead of Jeter?
Shameful. What's wrong?
And he's not even on the list.
I love seeing Don fight with an alien.
And Josh Allen? We're going to expand the Buffalo. Where's Dominic Hasek?
Oh, what a there's your point, God, right there. Point,
that's tomorrow. That's so good. It's tomorrow.
I'm too late in the show.
God.
It takes me too long to warm up, I guess.
Yeah. But that's a good one.
You are hot out of the cannon right away.
But I do get why ChatGPT was confused with the Buffalo players. You do understand it, at least. They didn't seem to understand it's New York City, and they went with the entire state. No one explained.
Okay, but once they did the entire state, as Don said, why Josh Allen?
Yeah, it's,
he played what, 5 years?
Yeah. Well, since 2000, is there anything else you could even think about? I mean,
Dominic Hasek.
Yeah,
the great Dominic.
Well, what bill would you include since 2000?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe
Bruce Smith was.
How about Tay Diggs?
Tay Diggs.
No,
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. So but they were able to go to New Jersey. I don't know. The whole thing is whack, as they say.
That's true. They went to Jersey. So the computer is all messed up.
I'm just saying, I'm all for AI. Have fun with it, but it's flawed.
Believe me, I'm not all for it. I saw Terminator 2. I don't like where this thing is going.
Now, they did it for the greatest, the 50 best baseball players of all time. So who do you think is number one?
Alvaro Espinosa.
No. They actually got this one right.
Willie Mays.
He was 2.
Hank Aaron.
I don't know where Hank Aaron was. Hold on. Alan texted me. It's not Hank Aaron, number one. I'm surprised you haven't guessed it already.
Well, who'd you guess first? It's George Herbert, Aloysius Ruth.
That's right. Yeah. So they got that right, wouldn't you say? All right. Here's the top 10. Ruth.
This is baseball.
Mays. Mantle. Mm-hmm. Cobb. Mm-hmm. Walter Johnson. Pete Rose. Barry Bonds. Ted Williams. Hank Aaron, Lou Gehrig.
They don't have Joe DiMaggio on the top 10.
Joe DiMaggio is 12. So it goes Stan Musial, Joe DiMaggio, Derek Jeter, Albert Pujols, Mike Schmidt, Jackie Robinson, Ken Griffey Jr., Yogi Berra is 18. Now, Roger Clemens, 19, Cy Young, 20. Now, of the 20... Alex Rodriguez, I don't think I see him.
Oh, it's unfortunate. A-Rod, hated on by possible? The computer.
Oh, don't again, we're arguing with a bot, okay? But
he does that all day.
I argue with a bot. I'm just saying, don't get mad.
That was my favorite party yesterday when someone tweeted to me, hey, Don's on here arguing with AI. It really did make my night.
Mariano Rivera, 50. Yeesh.
That's tough.
Don Mattingly, 44. Dave Winfield, 38. Mike Piazza, 34.
You know, I love Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly is listed over Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, I don't see Alex. Am I missing? No,
I don't.
No A-Rod on the list. So maybe you've got.
But Barry Bonds is on the list.
All right, so there's. Right?
But now Michael's fighting with ChatGPT.
Now, but here's the thing. All right, so I gave you the top 10, right? Does it bother you as a baseball guy that the only players that we saw, Michael, in our lifetime, which is approaching 60 years for me and already over 60 years for you, there's only 2 players in the top 10 we saw play?
No, doesn't bother me.
Barry Bonds, 7. Pete Rose, 6.
All right, so I'm sorry. If Barry Bonds is seventh, so you're eliminating PEDs.
Well, Schmiedes.
Then how is Alex Rodriguez not one of the top 15 players of all time? Right?
Right. I don't know. But isn't it strange that there's nobody listening right
now? A bunch of metal trash.
Look at you going right after ChatGPT.
But do you have a problem with Ruth being one?
No.
Does it bother you as a baseball fan that the greatest baseball player of all time, no one listening to us right now has ever saw him play?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, no, I mean, not in the case of Ruth. I think we've all accepted that he's the babe.
Does it bother you?
Who sits below the Yes Network broadcast booth at Yankee Stadium with the three Ruth jersey, he believes it.
And that's right. You're darn right he does.
Does it bother you, Peter?
He's there every game.
There's only one player in the top 10 that you saw play?
Does it bother me? No. I mean, listen, this is part of what baseball is.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, in every other sport, you come up with a top 10, we've seen a lot of them play.
Peter's favorite president is Lincoln, and he never voted for Lincoln.
No, I never show my hand, too. And by the way, that completely throws people off. You think I'm one party, and then boom, Lincoln's a Republican.
He was always a big wig guy.
Oh, I was a big wig guy.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.